From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hurricane Irma is lashing Haiti and the Dominican Republic with fierce winds and heavy rain, but thankfully appears to be sparing them a direct hit. Forecasters say Irma's eye will pass between Hispaniola, the island shared by the two nations, and the Turks and Caicos late Thursday before its next target, Cuba and the Bahamas. The forecasters are still calling Irma extremely dangerous, a Category 5 storm with top sustained winds of 280 kilometers an hour. U.S. Hurricane Center forecaster Mike Brennan.
Maximum sustained winds are potentially catastrophic, 175 miles per hour. And over the next several days, we expect Irma to remain near a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane as it moves west-northwestward to the south of the Bahamas and north of Cuba and turns northward and approaches the Florida Peninsula on Sunday.
And in Florida, that is, forecasters say the southeastern U.S. state is in line for a direct hit from what will likely be a by-then Category 4 storm on Saturday. Governor Rick Scott has spent the last few days repeating three words, get out now. President Trump is warning that it will be a very sad day for North Korea if the United States takes military action against it. He told a reporter, hopefully we're not going to have to use the U.S. military on North Korea. He says that for the past 25 years, U.S. administrations experienced that the day after an agreement is reached with North Korea, new work begins there, a continuation on their nuclear program. This is VOA News. A federal appeals court has rejected